News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama, WVNN, covering the southern part of Tennessee, the northern part of Alabama, and points beyond. But you can also get us at rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. This is where we get a ton of people that when they find themselves getting outside the range of AM FM, they just go to rightsideradio.org, click on listen live, and they take us on their vacations. They got us all over the place. So love that. And it is an honor to have this platform. I do not say that loosely, by the way. It is an honor to have this platform. Okay, so listen, what you just heard there, let me just tell you, as a former state senator, having just recently served as recently as up to 2018, I'll just tell you, special sessions can be a pain. Special sessions can be a help. All right. Now, when I was in office, we had 1 year in which I believe Governor Bentley called three special sessions, like kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. We spent like most of the summer in session, it felt like. I would also point out, just on behalf of those members of the Alabama State House and Senate, that allegedly the Alabama legislature is a part-time gig. Let me just tell you, Charlene and I called that my full-time part-time job. If I had one thing that I would take back from my time serving in the Alabama State Senate, it was in my first campaign when I talked about my opponent trying to give himself a pay raise for a part-time job. Not the pay raise part, just the fact that I call it a part-time job. But I loved it, and I enjoyed being down there. I'm a firm believer in term limits, so I chose not to run again. But nonetheless, I'll say this. The special sessions, like for instance, one time Governor Bentley called us in, and he didn't give us any warning. I mean, every single member of the State House and Senate has another life outside of their legislative life. Now, some of them, it's all they do. They're in retirement otherwise. Some of them, they own their own companies, like, you know, and they can come and go at will. Others, though, they got to make plans for when they know they're going to be in session. Well, if there's an emergency, I get it. In that particular case, I don't recall what it was, but Governor Bentley called us into special session on a Friday, telling us we would report on Monday. Well, you know what? That was a little bit heavy-handed and was not well-received. So if I recall, then being in the Senate, the pro tem called around. He got just enough to show up for a quorum. If you couldn't make it, he understood, because all we did was go in on Monday, tell the world that we were here, and that we were now going to recess for at least 2 weeks. And we all went home and spent time it took to get things in order so we could come back down and do the people's business. In this case, Governor Ivey has chosen to intervene in the middle of an ongoing regular session. Now, you heard it with Representative Rowe. I would dare say at this point it sounds like the House and Senate leadership, they didn't mind. They might have been asking for it. There's a whole lot of other what I would call clutter and fluff and you know, other meetings and things that have to go on when you're not in a, when you're in a regular session. And when you're in a special, you get to set all of that aside. You're already there anyway, and I guess that was her point. We're already here. Let's go ahead and get the job done. All right, folks, listen, we're going to go to a break. When we get back, I got my buddy Scott Buttram calling in from the Trustful Tribune. We're going to talk about the impact of what's happening with spending money down in Montgomery. It's not just this. They're about to pass a record ever in the state of Alabama in the history of ever budgets. Wow. Any tax breaks coming? Not that I can see yet. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.